The state of Vermont currently gets nearly a quarter of its energy from renewable sources. In 2011, state officials updated its energy plan to include a goal to obtain 90% of its energy from renewables by 2050. The Department of Public Service and Commissioner Chris Recchia are tasked with implementing the plan.
This governor is, at least until recently, the only governor who is talking about climate change for several years and is very strong supporter of getting self-sufficiency on energy and in a renewable way that doesn't contribute to and help solve the climate change problem. Now, he knows that we can't solve this from Vermont alone, but he thinks of us as leaders and expects us to be leaders in this area of promoting a sustainable local renewable energy supply that is of low carbon impact. And toward that end, we developed the 2011 Comprehensive Energy Plan, which calls for 90% renewables by 2050 to virtually eliminate our need for fossil fuels in the state.
How does that fit into what's happening at the State House right now?
As we started to implement the Comprehensive Energy Plan, there have been issues on a variety of fronts. And most of what you're hearing at the State House is concern about wind generation and wind development on ridgelines. And we've had a few projects along those lines that have been supported by some and opposed by others. And it's a hard issue for some of the local host communities that are hosting some of those projects, but we feel very strongly that it's an important part of the mix for Vermont's strategy and that we can't back down from the energy plan in terms of rolling it out, and that we'll get better at some of these things as we go along. But, you know, we're 1 year into implementing the plan, so we don't feel like it makes sense to stop progress, the momentum, or to change horses at this point.
How important is maintaining a mix of all of the varied renewables as we move forward, particularly when we don't know what the future of Vermont Yankee is going to be, and we continue to see challenges to wind?
The key is that no one type of generation is going to solve our problem. We use energy in lots of different ways, and if we want to be able to produce it locally and at a scale that Vermont is used to, we're going to need to look to all of our renewables, hydro, biomass, geothermal, solar, and wind to provide that energy. And if we want smaller impact type facilities, then they're going to need to be more distributed and everybody's going to have to share in those generation components. And there are problems, adverse effects of every single generation type that is out there. And we need to balance those with our need. And obviously, energy efficiency and conservation is a key component of our plan as well. We certainly need to do more in that area, and we intend to, but we need all these other generation sources to really build the comprehensive plan and give us a stable, secure source of power and energy across the three sectors of electricity, heating, and transportation. But we need all hands on deck, and we can't be just writing off certain technologies right out of the gate.
Chris, you did mention, you know, this was the comprehensive 2011 renewable energy plan, so we only are about a year along. Is Vermont making a difference regarding climate change and greenhouse gases yet?
Yeah, I think we are. I think that certainly in our efficiency program, we are leaders in the nation, if not the world, on how to gain efficiency improvements in our electrical field and electrical use in buildings and commercial and residential. And we are also, I think, leaders in sustainable wood supply for biomass and thermal heating in schools and communities. And those are two key components for New England. The other electrical renewables that we're doing in terms of solar and wind are feeding into the regional grid that are preventing carbon emissions from other dirtier sources coming online. And so, yeah, I think we're doing our part and probably more than that. But I think, you know, obviously Vermont at the end of the day is a small state and we can lead by example, but ultimately to make a true difference on climate, many, many others are going to need to follow.
Chris, you mentioned wind as one of the items that's controversial. Do you foresee any other controversies coming up in the near future?
On any of these sources, there are environmental impacts that need to be weighed and accounted for. And one of the criticisms I'd have of the Energize Vermont plan that was released today is that it exports those environmental impacts. It relies on Hydro-Quebec, a 23% increase in Hydro-Quebec. It relies on nuclear, but not nuclear in our state. And I just think it's disingenuous to not support taking on the challenges and the impacts in-state if we're going to be the ones using the power and the resources. So that, to me, is the big challenge, is that even though Vermont is a small state and our power use by comparison to others is relatively small, we've got the ability to take responsibility for the development of our own energy resources. With that comes security and economic stability, but with that also comes some environmental challenges and consequences that we need to plan for and address, but not by exporting them to somebody else.
A link to Vermont's 2011 Comprehensive Energy Plan is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.